Animation Damnation, loyal Patreon subscribers. I'm Andrew Jupin alongside the whole gang, Chris Cabin, Eric Siska, Steven Sadek. We are here, like we do every month, talking about bad cartoons. This month's entry into the Animation Damnation catalog, Darkwing Duck. The episode in question, Twin Beaks. Original air date, November the 7th, 1991.
Darkwing Duck!
Oh, man. And I got to tell you, if you wanted to look at this episode, it's on YouTube. But like the way they get around keeping it on YouTube is they fuck with the aspect ratio and they remove the theme song. So, which sucks because the theme song is the best part of the show.
I didn't hear it. I don't remember it.
It's like, and it's hilarious, yeah, because it's like late 80s, early 90s, like pop R&B sounding. Mm. And it's not bad. When there's trouble, you call DW. Well,
Darkwing Duck.
If you just give me a second.
Steve Sadek's pulling it up. I like this. So we'll be able to show it to you on the air.
Does he usually solve things? Or I only seen like a handful of these.
Oh, hang on. Eric, shut up.
You see, because
right, this is a review. This is fair use.
The character wears purple, so it has to sound like Prince.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, I love it.
Let's get dangerous.
I never made the Prince connection.
Hold on a second. You can't play the whole thing. Are they like, is the guy that says "Let's get dangerous"? Is that Machine or something?
Let's get dangerous.
That is legendary voice actor Jim Cummings.
Mm. Oh, as Darkwing Duck.
Okay. Doing Darkwing Duck, but yeah, like Steve said, he's Winnie the Pooh.
And I know this Jim Cummings.
Winnie the Pooh. Do you know Winnie the Pooh?
I'm aware of Mr. Pooh.
Clean the fucking shitty honey out of your ears.
Okay, what else did he do?
That's all it needs. You know what, dude? Do you say, really? What else you do when you hear about Johnny Carson?
Okay. We should do Winnie the Pooh then, because yeah, I'm sure that thing's got a lot of
bother.
Shit.
I didn't see that Winnie the Pooh movie.
I couldn't bawl at the trailer, yeah, so it's like I'm going to have to watch it at the home.
Christopher Robin?
Yes.
No, oh, yeah, that one's
wait,
also...
Wait, is there another one?
The animated, like, old school
animated
one. You're
thinking of Yogi Bear, my friend.
But that wasn't that long ago. That was like 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, was okay, I didn't see that.
What are you talking about?
There was like a hand-drawn old one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like about, what? 4 years ago, okay, I want to say.
Well, okay, because there was whatever the fuck it was called, like Finding Christopher Robin or some shit.
It was called Christopher Robin.
Christopher Robin.
Goodbye, Christopher Robin was the movie with...
Where he kills himself.
With Donald Gleason.
Yeah. Christopher Robin's one with...
I'm talking about Ewan McGregor!
That's Christopher Robin.
That's Christopher Robin, okay, which that was the one that...
Which is
I couldn't watch because it made me cry.
Oh, bother, Christopher Robin, please put your pants on. I don't need to see your floppy cock.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
Winnie the Pooh's the one without pants.
Exactly.
By the way.
This is coming from him, of all people.
Well, yeah, I'm just
to talk, Pooh.
I'm just all saying, right. Ewan McGregor loves showing that floppy dick.
So we're just going to talk about Winnie the Pooh now. I want to ask, in any of these properties, these movies about Winnie the Pooh,
sure,
do they address his name being named that? Because
no,
because
there's an H at the end of it.
Can I finish?
Oh, all right.
Because
go
he
ahead,
gets
Poohologist.
Because he gets,
can I finish? Can
he
I finish?
Gets fucking sticky shit all over his asshole and his fucking the whole hair
you're
situation.
You're getting confused with those Charmin commercials. Which
yes, that's Steve's right.
But isn't that the same thing?
Yeah, I guess bears do.
Are you thinking of John Waters' adaptation of Winnie the Pooh?
Oh, John Waters' Winnie the Pooh.
Divine is Winnie the Pooh.
Or is Divine as Christopher Robin just eating the droppings?
Oh, look at this fabulous honey.
So
well, yeah, Divine
here,
would be Christopher for I've been taking this shit on Pooh who's eating
Chris
shit.
My god, we're talking about Darkwing Duck,
okay. Are we?
We haven't been for a while, Eric.
We selected this one clearly because it's a Twin Peaks parody, or so we thought. I mean, it kind of is.
It is. It's, I mean,
it's also a fucking Invasion of the Body Snatchers parody.
Well, so what was the air date again?
November of 97. Or 91, excuse me.
Okay. So maybe they thought they could have thought Twin Peaks would have veered more into the alien angle with that major and all that.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So maybe this is more Twin Peaksy than I think it is.
I would say this show, shockingly, is like very much, it's, what do you call it there? The references are pretty like well seen, like it's, and it's like almost like if you're a kid you'd be like, I don't get that, what is that,
yeah,
What's this diner? Why?
Is that why I always change the channel?
Probably.
I never watched this, even though I watched all other duck-related properties.
I watched it obsessively. I don't remember this episode, but I also don't remember... I mean, why would you remember not understanding something? You know what I mean?
I remember this episode a little bit because dead bushroot freaked the shit out of me as a kid.
Sure.
Like this husk of a person. It's like, oh.
With its fucking like eye sockets empty.
Yeah. And I didn't remember it until I saw it. I was like, oh, I remember that. It's like this weird, like, oh, I remember that.
Freaky image, man.
Yeah. So Darkwing Duck is a crime fighter. Who is very much like a the shadow kind of type.
He is like the shadow. Yes. Dude, it was driving me crazy this afternoon when I watched it. I was like, who is he kind of supposed to be?
He's wearing the hat, but he's also, he stole Launchpad McQuack from Scrooge McDuck. I don't know how that worked out. I don't know what the compensation was. Did he win him at a card game? What happened
That here? Has to be it because guaranteed Scrooge McDuck gambles with using human bondage. So absolutely.
It's like the Millennium Falcon playing the card game.
Yes. So, I think he got the plane and fucking much like Chewbacca came with it.
And I don't know who Darkwing Duck's Ra's al Ghul is, but it's Scrooge McDuck in reality.
Oh, that makes sense.
After several layers, I'm sure he has five aliases before you get to
him. Dude, that's what it is. That it's not a big pile of money he jumps into. It looks that way, but it's actually a Lazarus pit. He goes in there and he comes back. And he gets balls crazy in there.
Balls crazy.
Darkwing Duck had to go and get the blue rose.
But I like this show because it was one of those things where, A, I was duck crazy, as Eric said, as we all were at the time.
Absolutely. Duck mania.
But B, I was just looking
at duck fever.
I had superhero fever, and like this was so close to a superhero show. Yep. I was like, I'll take it. Ducks and superhero. Got it.
Absolutely. You know, and like, sure, I guess this was the best Disney could do. Because you know what I didn't need was a sideshow. And I don't know, I'm sure someone will, you know, let us know on the internet. Whether or not Darkwing Duck ever appeared on DuckTales?
Did that happen? I don't know if it went the other way, but I know that at least Gyro, remember Gyro?
I do.
Yeah.
He was on an episode or so.
Of Darkwing Duck?
Yeah, which I mean also...
Was like, well, wait a second, because this is what I was going to say. I didn't need to see a sideshow. I'll take a fucking duck, the shadow, over a sideshow of that duck that was like RoboCop.
I thought that they were always going for a backdoor pilot with him. They were always like, you guys
constantly
like
it? Felt like that was going to happen at any second.
But you clearly remember the crossover of Darkwing Duck and ER.
Yeah, Eric LaSalle went out to dinner.
When George
and
Clooney was cut and open Darkwing Duck because he had some palpitations.
Oh, shit. Now we are gently removing the foie gras, and we are doing a transplant of this new fresh foie gras from a duck that got hit by a bus.
Darkwing Duck named Drake Mallard, which translates into Duck Duck.
Goose.
It's a good name, though.
Drake Mallard's a good name.
Yeah, it sounds classy.
It does. And he's got which I was reading today because it's not really addressed in the episode. This daughter is adopted?
Oh, Goslin's adopted? I was abducted.
No. Yeah, I think
maybe both.
Dude, I think you're right there, man. It's abducted.
Goslin? Well, because, they have,
it's Darkwing Duck. There's no way he does anything legally.
Yeah.
He's Drake Mallard. She's Goslin Waddlemeyer Mallard.
Wow.
So
okay.
She's hyphenated. Is he divorced?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how he got this adoption done. A single man, that's a pretty tough. That's a
Did
tall
he have
order.
Like a green goblin, at, like green gator?
Okay.
And like his daughter was Goslin.
Oh.
And he took him under his wing because like,
wait, how do you know that she's adopted?
That's what the Wikipedia told me.
Oh, I see. Ooh. It wasn't addressed in this episode, so that's.
Well, I mean, I don't think
so. His seed did not.
I think that's the point. As always, it's like you have to be a nephew or you have to be adopted because like. The main character can have never fucked.
Right. Yeah.
You're right.
That would make kids think of the
but, oh my goodness. And I'm just looking Goslin was voiced by Christine Cavanaugh, who's passed away. I didn't know
that. She died. She did the voice of Babe, the pig.
Yeah, of course. And she was Chucky Finster on Rugrats.
Oh wow. Chucky, that I know.
The little redheaded kid? Yeah. Oh, and
she passed away pretty young.
She was in, they did the TV show of 101 Dalmatians. She did a voice on that. Okay, now Real Monsters.
Oh, wow. Anything good? Or?
She was on an episode of The X-Files.
Babe holds
Babe's
up
good.
There.
Does it?
Both Babes are good. good.
Oh, and of course, excuse me, she's fucking Marty Sherman on The Critic.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh,
man, I didn't know she passed away. That's a bummer.
She's only in her 50s. Do you think she
ever... By the way, it's terrible when a father outlives the child. And, John Lovitz should have died by now.
I mean, I will say... If you would say who would live longer, Babe or James Cromwell there, I mean, Christ.
That's actually true. Christine Cavanaugh should be fighting dinosaurs in her house.
I would say I feel like James Cromwell like snubbed her once. She's like, oh, hey, I saw you. We're in Babe together. She's like, what?
Yeah, he's like, what?
What?
Exactly.
Well, because they were never in the same space.
It's hard to animate pigs. It's a very big strain on the animator's hand. So this episode, Bushroot is a Darkwing Duck villain.
So I'm sorry to interrupt again, though, but Bushroot, of course, is the famous Tino Ansana, very famous voice actor. You know who he was?
Is he dead?
He's passed away.
Oh, God.
He was fucking Uncle Ted on Bobby's World.
That makes sense, yeah.
It sounds exactly like it, yeah, but my goodness.
Let's rename this Ghost Cartoons. That's all you guys ever make me watch is these Ghost Cartoons.
Eric, time passes, man. This cartoon's like 30 years old.
Deadwing Duck.
Deadwing Duck.
That was the Halloween episode, guaranteed. No, that was fucking Duckula.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I think this might be our last duck cartoon we could even do it.
We covered the bases, right? We got DuckTales twice.
Yes. I'm probably not done with that.
Count Duckula.
Did we ever do NYPD Duck?
Does Tailspin have a duck at all?
No,
that's rodent related.
Yeah,
it's bears and other like jungle animals and stuff. Based off of the Jungle Book, it's Baloo from the Jungle Book. He somehow is flying.
We
got to
do Chip and Dale one of these days.
Oh, absolutely,
the Rescue Rangers.
Yeah,
I was so happy to see that Philippe Sobrero cartoon of us as Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
I hadn't thought about that cartoon until I saw it.
I know.
I have gotten more than one request for our listener.
A second, I thought you were saying someone was like mistaking you for a Rescue Ranger in real life.
Can I tell you? There was a guy, this is a fucking total side story that no one cares about. It's not even a story. There was a guy in our time at Purchase College that looked like a human version of Monterey Jack.
You'll see those.
And every time I saw that dude in the dining hall or on campus or something, I'd be like, this guy looks like Monterey Jack. And I can't tell anybody because I'm going to sound crazy, but that's the funniest thing I saw in 4 years of college.
Well, he's always eating a wheel of cheese.
That's what gave it away, honestly.
So Bushroot is this plant-based duck villain. He calls himself later, he refers to himself as a mutated plant duck.
I don't remember his origin story, and this is the 44th episode of the first season.
I can answer that. I could field that one, counselor. I believe it was in Gremlins 2. There you go.
He's got tomato growing out of his
vegetable duck. Yeah. Stupid.
He escapes whatever duck prison.
Yeah, he's just in fucking Arkham. He's in Duckham, dude.
And
Duckham, boys. Take him to Duckham.
There's this like Southern dog warden. Who is this dude?
Well, he's clearly also a descendant from the DuckTales universe, man. The dogs are all in positions of crime and authority.
That's true. That's true.
But he does have a Southern accent, which was weird. Where's this dude being held up?
So he's down in like Duck Carolina.
Well, what is the?
He's got Cool Hand Duck.
Cool Hand Duck.
Locked up in some little room.
Taking my feathers off, boss.
Taking it off.
Your feathers have been ruled as a deadly weapon. It's just Con Air with a duck.
Yeah, it's like Con Air, but with a duck, right? Here's $10 million, Michael Eisner.
I'm actually imagining you now like trying to make ducks, like actual ducks do Con Air.
Definitely, right? And then one needs insulin.
Wait a second. The internet is telling me something stupid.
Oh, Duck Air already exists?
No. I looked up the Darkwing Duck Wikipedia.
Uh-huh.
Though originally believed by some fans to be a spin-off of the 1987 DuckTales series, creator Tad Stones stated in a 2016 report that he believes the two shows exist in different universes, despite DuckTales supporting character Launchpad McQuack appearing on the series in a similar role to the character he plays in DuckTales. Fuck you, Tad!
Oh, Mr. McD, I gotta leap back! It's broken.
Mr. McD, I gotta right what once went wrong.
That is such bullshit.
Of course it's bullshit.
It just, I mean, like, clearly Launchpad lost his job.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, like, you know, because Scrooge fired him. He's like, that's one time too many, Mr. McDee.
Oh, wait a second.
What now?
So it says
more
so,
info on the dark web.
Yeah. The duck web, dude. It says despite so he insists that it exists in different universes, despite DuckTales supporting character Launchpad McQuack appearing in the series and the fact that Scrooge McDuck, the main character of DuckTales, is mentioned in Darkwing Duck episode Tiff of the Titans.
Well, that's horseshit then. I mean, like, look, dude, I don't know what you're talking about.
Why would you deny this,
you're
Ted Stones?
J.K. Rowling nonsense.
Launchpad alone makes it part of the same universe. And you said earlier that Gyro shows up.
Yeah. Like,
it's this is bullshit. This guy is full of shit.
We got to use all of our powers to take him down.
Tad Stones is full of foie gras, dude.
Yeah.
Just like, I don't know, man. Like, what the fuck, dude? Fuck you. You know what? Fuck. I just want to see him. Mm-hmm. I just want to see him right there. Fuck you.
Say that to the creator of your beloved cartoon show.
Why would you? First of all, why would you deny that?
It's clearly, if anything,
it's a world with talking ducks and dogs. You know what that is, DuckTales.
If anything, it helps your brand.
Yeah. Of course it does.
Lord Almighty, was there Darkwing Duck video games?
Absolutely there was.
Oh, really?
I
was going to say there were DuckTale ones. So.
People have done more on cocaine. let us not forget that.
So Bushroot escapes. They find out Launchpad McQuack is getting into some weird Eastern European or Eastern medicine something.
Dude,
or other.
It's not Jesus. Eastern medicine. It's gobbledygook psychic horse shit.
Yeah.
He's calling Miss Cleo.
He's wearing like a fucking pyramid on his head for some reason.
Stupid city.
And like he's getting Gosselin into it. And then also, so Bushroot is missing. And then this nerdy next door neighbor's parents go missing, which I do remember they were like a real thing on the show.
Yeah.
Which is funny because the dad of the neighbor situation is kind of hilariously dressed like Uncle Ted, which Jim Cummings fucking also voices this character of Herb Muddlefoot.
Did Jim Cummings also voice John Lasseter?
Dude, he does look like John Lasseter. You're right. Talk about a fat pig in a Hawaiian shirt, John Lasseter. Fuck that guy. The kid's name is Honker, by the way.
Yeah.
I was giggling every time they said Honker. Oh, and Gosselin's calling him Honk.
Yeah, dude. Honker.
Honk.
Oh, man.
But doesn't, like, do ducks honk, or is that more of a geese thing?
That's more of a goose thing. Quack, I think you can go around with the bird world in this.
We are playing fast and loose with bird names.
Yeah. I thought geese, you know, goose, that's a honk, and then ducks quack.
Ducks quack, right?
I think this guy might be
he might be a little, honker, though, himself.
What do you mean?
I'm saying he's not a duck. He could be a goose.
Oh yeah, he could be
Honker Muddlefoot.
I mean, that's why Drake Mallard doesn't want that fucking disgusting kid in his house. He's like, you know,
that rotten goose out of here.
He's like, I'm a liberal guy. I voted for Goose Obama or whatever.
Goose Obama.
One day, a wily old man told me that some goose would be coming in.
So
gonna kill me because my name's Duck Duck.
In any event, they wind up having to go to. They find a bunch of stuff like, oh my god, this kid's parents have gone to Twin Peaks,
right?
Which is it's Twin Peaks. We're going there, you know.
They do a pretty decent. Eric and I were talking about this. It's not the theme song, the Angelo Badalamenti theme song,
similar.
But it's like a close enough approximation.
Yeah. It's like playing it backwards, kind of. Yeah,
yeah. And I was like, boy, I kind of wish I was watching Twin Peaks right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Not this dumb cartoon.
What year is this?
Quack! That's how Lynch should have ended that shit.
Well, there's trouble. You called JW.
I was expecting a prolonged dream sequence in this episode.
Yep.
I was expecting some Black Lodge to show up.
Yeah,
no,
I was
expecting
at very least like Gyro as like a giant teapot.
But instead, it's the most terrifying thing you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, it gets really creepy. So
the devil shows up.
The literal devil. So we go and Launchpad is like, you know, communing. He starts talking to a log, which, you know, that's Twin Peaks for you.
Absolutely. And he's like, yeah, I promise, Mr. What does he call him, though? Is it Mr. Mc? No, because
no,
Mr.
Mallard? Or I think he calls him Darkwing.
DW? That's what
it is.
Yeah,
I think it's DW.
Yeah, this log's talking to me, DW. This guy's doing like a Cliff Clavin thing.
Hey, I got to go call Hawk. Hawk, are you okay?
My duck log is talking to
also,
me.
Also important, he's next to a bunch of cows when this happens.
Oh.
And he says they are also talking.
Right. Out of curiosity, did Hawk ever lay the log lady, you think?
Ooh. No, but there was some phone stuff.
Yeah.
They would always call on the phone. And
Hawk, what are you wearing right now? I'll tell you what, Hawk, my log is wearing nothing at all.
I'm in the bath with the log.
Well, that's really... It's funny you mentioned that because today I have wood.
Oh, do you now?
We should get our logs together sometime.
What are you wearing, Hawk?
It'd be like starting a fire in the woods, rubbing these two logs together.
Why won't you tell me what you're wearing, Hawk?
Well, I'm clearly wearing my sheriff's uniform as per always.
You called me at work.
I also sleep in this.
I think he got some. So we go to the diner. The log tells them to go to the diner, which
right.
is very close to the double R.
Yeah, it's like Trudy's Diner is the name of this diner.
And we're kind of mixing around because we've got one character with an eye patch, which is kind of like, it's
we're
mixing
doing the,
what's
the
her name thing. and what's her name?
What's her name and what's her name?
The lady who runs the diner and...
Norma, I believe.
Yes, Norma and...
And the woman with the eye patch, I forget her name.
Who gets like super strength.
But Big Ed is
Big
Ed. Her
Yes, Big Ed's
husband,
wife, yes.
Or lover or whatever it is.
Right. Well, no, Big Ed is in love with Norma.
Yes.
He's married to super strong lady.
Speaking of Twin Peaks, I'm just imagining, you know, it's like Kyle MacLachlan and Laura Dern get in that car, and when they come out, they're ducks, and like everything's wrong. And now Norma and Big Ed's wife turn into one weird duck. Like, that's how Twin Peaks only makes sense, because it has something to do with that's how DuckTales or this whole duck world that everybody makes sense, because it has something to do with the atom bomb. Eric, it's got something
definitely.
To do with the atom bomb.
Oh, my God. Like, the atom bomb happens.
Right.
You see this ball that's like a beagle boy coming out of it.
you just see a duck lay an egg in a girl's mouth.
Oh, my Lord. That's fucking
This
disgusting.
Is the water. This is the well. Ducks don't get wet.
Oh, Nadine, dude.
Yeah.
Nadine is who had the eye patch. Yeah, so it's a composite of Nadine and Norma Jennings,
sure.
of course. Peggy Lipton, by the way.
And there's these weird, like, cabbage things that we keep kind of showing up. And
right.
this is where it gets very Body Snatchers-esque.
Totally. We should also point out that, you know, much like every other Disney cartoon you watch, there's multiple instances of this fucking bushroot corpse situation, including it gets wrapped up in plastic and thrown into a river like Laura Palmer.
Yeah. It's really fucking weird.
You are watching this corpse with fucking empty eye sockets, man.
Duck Jack Nance finds it.
Beak Martell.
But yeah,
it's really fucked up. Like, that's like making a Ren and Stimpy, well, not a Ren and Stimpy. What's a modern a Bob's Burgers, but that was exactly the fucking Breaking Bad episode where he kills Gil.
Yeah, it's
right. Yeah,
but even
it's
that was
super fucking dark. Like, I don't get it.
Well, it's called Darkwing Duck, dude. What do you want?
No, like the Dora the Explorer, more so.
Yeah,
this is for little children,
little kids.
Yeah, and it's pretty. Usually, it's always I'll destroy you. It's like, Bushroot's dead.
Yeah, they're
Duck
using
wing.
The fucking D word, man.
Dead as a fucking doornail.
Wrapped
Holy
in plastic.
Shit.
Wrapped up in garbage bags.
We found semen in a DW.
Duck
the crush.
I was thinking more like a Duck Robin Williams, like combing her hair afterwards.
Oh, 1 hour. Oh, Insomnia.
Insomnia.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a good movie?
I like that movie.
I like the movie, too.
I remember not being thrilled by it when it came out.
I kind of felt the same way, and I haven't really gone back.
The original's
way
better.
I just need some sleep.
Oh, Mr. McD, when's the sun going to set?
I'm sorry.
What were you saying, Kevin?
The original is really good.
It's a very good movie.
Stellan Skarsgård's amazing.
You like the Nolan movie?
I like the Nolan movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like a hangover movie, I think.
Yeah,
like,
it's a total hangover movie. That's on TNT. It's like 3 hours, and we're just, and it's like so quiet.
Dude, the commercials on TNT, it'll amaze you. It is just in fucking insane.
It's incredible how they find the time to smash all these ads in here. So like Steve said, it kind of turns into an Invasion of the Body Snatcher situation. They uncover this conspiracy in where the little goose kid's parents are sort of, they're like brainwashing to help it, but they realize like all the little cabbage things,
yes,
clones are popping out is the exactly idea. And Goslin is the like one who solves this first.
And then Darkwing Duck gets a massage, and while he's doing it,
right,
a cabbage pod comes out, and it's all grotesque looking.
Are you referencing that Abel Ferrara version of Body Snatchers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
That's when Goldblum goes to, takes a nap. No, 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 that's the Cohen one.
Cohen?
Kaufman.
Kaufman. Philip Kaufman.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Goldblum,
oh.
Goldblum goes to goes to get a massage.
Oh, okay, now.
Takes a nap in the sauna. And
you're
then,
right. I haven't seen that one in a while. I forgot Goldblum was in it, and it was such a seedy thing you were talking about. Remember Abel Ferrara remade that movie in the early 90s?
Oh, with Donald Sutherland. I never saw. Oh, no.
No, Sutherland's in the Philip Kaufman one, which is what you're talking about. But then in the 90s.
I forget who's in it. But yeah, he
I
did.
I think it's kind of, it's like you military
I think it's
based.
Puppet Masters.
I think it's a bear. It's
no,
a
Puppet
barrel.
Masters is way better.
It's a barrel of nobodies.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I definitely have not seen that iteration.
But yeah, Donald Sutherland is also in Puppet Masters.
Oh, that's why.
But Abel Ferrara,
which is a stay tuned, by the way.
Abel Ferrara should adapt Darkwing Duck for the screen. You know, just do like, give him like the fucking animators on The Grinch, the new Grinch movie, and like get to work.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Or do you get fucking David Caruso as Darkwing Duck?
Oh, that's
hell
something.
Yeah, dude. That'd be amazing.
Motherfucking, I'm fucking Darkwing Duck. God damn it.
Quack you.
The Abel Ferrara movie was called Body Snatchers, and we're talking Meg Tilly, Gabriel Anwar, Terry Kinney's in that movie.
0-0-0.
But some points for Forrest Whitaker's hanging out. Arlie Ermey, back to 0.
Interesting. Is he playing a drill sergeant?
I think he is. I think it's on a military
Fuck
base.
You.
I'm not joking.
Kevin, I think, is correct. He's characterized, it says here, and I am to be General Platt.
Can I just
fall in line, pod people?
A teenage girl and her father discover alien clones are replacing humans on a remote U.S. military base in Alabama.
Can I become like an actor that just plays podcasters and does it like non fucking stop and am critically acclaimed for it?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oscar nominated, I think.
Oh, was he?
Was he nominated for Full Metal Jacket?
No, not at all.
You guys keep talking about Darkwing Duck.
You're right. He was for The Frighteners, where he plays the same fucking character.
He should get nominated for 7, where he picks up the phone and goes, "This isn't even my desk," and hangs up the phone.
He should have been nominated for Willard when he's looking at pornography. In that Crispin Glover movie.
You're definitely right, though. It's the same character in The Frighteners after Private Pyle murdered him, and now he's a ghost.
That movie is pretty fun.
I love The Frighteners.
Yeah, I want to rewatch it. It's
Wing
good.
Duck.
You should get back to that.
Sorry.
Who cares?
Well, so yes, it's an invasion of the body snatcher situation, which is what led us down this Abel Ferrara path.
And they
path.
Keep wrapping people up in plastic bags, man. It's fucking weird. They wrap up the little kid in a plastic bag, too.
And Goslin saves the little guy there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they kind of like blow the whistle on the whole thing. But it's they're just like, again, this is a Disney cartoon, Disney sanctioned.
Yeah, sure.
For children. You're just seeing this little guy get wrapped up in a sheet of plastic, man. It's like the house that Jack built.
You know where that guy's going.
The fucking dump.
So then these cows come in. There's a whole thread of the cows. The cows.
This is where the episode kind of threw me.
It is. But does anyone catch the sick ref here? They're cows.
Is it City Slickers?
From the planet Larson.
Oh, God.
On the far side of the galaxy.
Yep.
Oh,
Gary Larson,
God,
man. Far side.
I
he had
wish
a lot
you
of talking
tell me
cows.
That.
That guy made a fortune off of talking cows being kind of ironic.
And he, you know, he's one of those guys that had the good grace to be like, I'm done. And he's still alive. He doesn't do shit.
Probably has like a farmhouse in Vermont and doesn't talk to anybody.
Exactly.
But motherfucker's still churning out calendars, man. You just reprint those jokes. Yeah. Is he a fucking monster, though?
He did the right thing. He could have voted for Trump 1,000 times. You'd never know it.
Right. You can't let the Dilbert guy get you this worked up. They're not all like that.
Scott Maga face, whatever that guy's
I love
name.
The Far Side.
I did too. I will get it. You give me a Far Side comic book right now, I would get a chuckle.
It's so fucking funny.
I'd get a good chuckle.
And it's, you know what? You were able to do little cartoon strips that were funny without having to have the subject matter be about like vacation days and fucking fax machines. Oh, another God, horse yeah. shit.
Or like Family Circus where nothing happens.
Yeah, but that was like for the Christian arm, you know what I mean?
It's just like a kid like who spills paste. That's the fucking comic
But he learned
trip.
A lesson because fucking PTL, dude, you know what I mean?
What's PTL?
Praise the Lord.
And in like a Scott Walker, Ted Cruz household, that is funny.
Had anyone,
you dropped the paste!
What a sticky situation.
That's
praise God, end of comic strip.
Praise God.
So this is when Darkwing gets knocked in the head. He takes a nap, and he has this crazy dream sequence.
How do you not have a little person duck in this situation?
Oh, my God.
Or a checkerboard floor. I mean, lay into this Twin Peaks parody, man. Something.
They should lay into it more. I don't know if the little duck is the way to do it. But I agree. Checkerboard.
Take the little goose guy. You don't have to have it be a little person. He's a kid instead.
Right.
Or to be fair, a tree with a fucking brain in it that looks like a duck brain.
So simple. Your favorite feed is coming back in style.
Yeah.
They didn't do the tree brain yet. But.
Yeah, tree brain was another 20 years plus out. He taps into his subconscious.
You do get the cherry pie.
Well, because that's
coffee, but then you find out the coffee is shit.
Yeah.
Oh, right. It's like there's fertilizer in it. Oh,
right,
isn't
yeah.
that like what Jack Nicholson's drinking in the bucket list, though?
Right. Yes.
What is that?
There's shit coffee.
Bat shit coffee.
Right. It's like, it's digested.
Pooped out of monkeys or bats or
right,
something.
Right. Or, yeah.
Guano, a source of nitrate.
And then Morgan Freeman calls him out and he has to pretend that he's surprised. He's like, wait, what?
But the fertilizer thing is just a joke for saying this coffee tastes like shit.
It's no, it
just,
doesn't. It actually turns out to be that, I think.
That there's shit? No. I'm talking about Darkwing Duck.
Yeah, in Darkwing Duck.
There's
that it
shit
turns,
in the coffee?
Yeah, shit in the coffee.
Instead of a fish in the percolator, I guess this is where they're going with it.
I guess
there's
so.
Some corn in these Folgers crystals.
But so this whole thing's going
on.
I'm sorry.
Guy just ate nothing but corn and peanuts. Like.
Do you want your coffee chunky style?
Oh. Can I tell you? Oh, that's disgusting. Can I tell you? Wow, this episode. Thank you for subscribing to our Patreon.
No one is listening.
No, of course they are.
They paid top dollar for it.
Yeah, listen, and they regret it every minute.
Here's the thing. This fucking dream sequence that he has or whatever, there's more terrifying imagery here because you see the fucking bushroot zombie like wrapped in chains, like screaming at Darkwing.
And it has no
what
eyes.
What
it has
this?
No
this
eyes.
The sockets again.
What is he, Ebenezer Scrooge now? What is going on in this thing?
Well, Darkwing Duck needed to be visited by three ghosts, dude, because this guy had attitude that I didn't appreciate.
He's a very snotty little jerk.
Darkwing. He is. He sucks.
Really? Is that even like,
he
you know,
sucks? You love this cartoon.
No, I said I watched it a lot as a kid.
He's
arrogant. Kids are stupid.
No, well, with so many heroes, it's the villains that I liked.
Yeah, I like
all the like stupid villains that he had.
You're twisted, man.
You never saw Cabin's fucking bushroot tattoo?
Yeah. Holy shit, dude. You're twisted, man.
I like that
left shoulder
plug
blade
on his head.
That guy was like kind of like the Spider-Man ripoff.
Yeah. They're all. I mean, then there's Negaduck, who's the negative version of Darkwing.
Oh, right. He wore like a fucking mustard yellow costume.
Like, but he had he had like a kingpin like esque major villain that I'm forgetting.
I think that might have been Negaduck.
That was the duck that was getting overstuffed for the fucking foie gras. Dude.
Oh yeah.
They're force feeding him.
Played by Vincent D'Onofrio.
Hell's Kitchen.
He's great
now
on
I
our show.
Now we could bring Arlie Ermey into this too.
He's great on Daredevil, but it always sounds like he's getting surprised by a blowjob. Where it's like, this is, oh, there's Hell's Kitchen is going to be too fast. I'm on fire.
Stop. But it was also, I loved how it was always Hell's Kitchen. Also just
Is he in season three?
He's all over season three.
Is it
he's
worth
great.
Watching?
It's great.
It's really good.
Should I just like skip the rest of season two and get to
it.
Season three? Because I got to tell you, I'm in season two still, and I haven't even gotten to the Punisher yet.
Oh, what? What?
Are you
I don't
talking about? Isn't
it
the first episode?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Maybe along with Daredevil's red costume, I was wearing a green one.
No, yeah, he's all over that.
I got to the episode where, all right, so maybe I didn't see him then. I got to the episode where like He encounters a fully be-costumed Elektra for the first time.
I mean, yeah, you're fine to skip it.
Did Punisher Season 2 happen?
It's coming out.
Probably by the time this airs, actually.
Yeah, I think it's going to be around days.
And you know what? I'm fucking whole hog.
I'm really happy.
I got to finish Punisher.
Fucking season, I was anti-Punisher.
Uh-huh.
And by the time I stuck through it, and boy, oh boy, what a reward at the end. I think it's fucking great.
It's really good.
And then I'm sure once it airs, you know, once Netflix drops it, fucking 2 weeks later, they'll cancel it.
Bring me Frank. Oh, Jesus. Teeth.
No, I meant more teeth.
Chew your way out.
Oh, my God.
If you want me to nut, you got to crack it.
You know, every once in a while we see things on Twitter like, we like listening to this with our family.
Yeah, well,
I'm sorry.
Not this one.
You are a bad parent, and that's fine.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to definitely forget to put a fucking warning on this episode.
I've had bad parents. It's fine. Totally understand. Whatever, dude.
So at the end, we all work together. The cows are like the heroes, and they kind of have a big fight.
There's a super intelligent space cow.
And Darkwing Duck's cool gun, which doesn't get enough play in this episode.
He often is whipping this firearm out.
Yeah, but it's not a gun. It's like a grappling hook. It can be like all purpose.
Isn't it like a laser blaster?
I think you can do whatever it wants.
It has numerous. It can also do the
grappling hook.
Yeah, grappling hook. Yeah.
Just no armor piercing rounds, though. No full metal jackets.
No, this is not Lethal Weapon 3.
I see. All right.
Sorry, Bushwick. These are hollow point bullets.
You know who's doing the voice of this alien cow, by the way?
Who's that?
Orson Welles.
Close. Comedy legend Ruth Buzzy.
Oh.
Which was weird. Aunt Minerva, of course, from Batman.
Mm-hmm.
On Rowan and Martin's Laughing a bunch. And of course,
she's dead too.
No, she's still alive.
What?
She's fucking Susie Kabluzi on Sesame Street for a while at least. She's around. She's still alive. She was born in 1936.
You should fix that.
So
Eric Siska's plot to assassinate voice actor Ruth Buzzy.
How about a Final Destination movie, but for voice actors? Tony Todd is after the voice actors.
He's got to work his way up to Welker. It's
all like a domino effect getting to Welker.
Boy, I'll tell you, I would have put dollars to donuts that Frank Welker was Darkwing Duck, funny enough.
Oh, no.
And I was like, the whole time I'm watching this, I was like, wow, what a great job Frank Welker's doing.
Oh, no, he's in an episode. There's a dog that farts one, and he does both the dog and the fart. He goes, har, har.
I totally forgot. There's that episode where Darkwing Duck opens the freezer and a can of frozen peas falls out. That was also Frank Welker voicing the frozen peas floor contact.
Gotta pay the king.
He's got a gold toilet, and the man is a legend. We love Frank Welker on Animation Damnation.
So it ends. They win.
He says, "Let's get dangerous," and then they fuck up these pods. And it turns out, like, the space cows are like this hyper intelligent race, and like these pods were like things that escaped by accident or something.
They were eating them,
and then like because of, you know, cows eat grass. But the weird thing is, like, Darkwing Duck responds like, you were eating them. It's like, well, it was the last time you had a steak sandwich. I'm like, this duck's eating steak? Like, that's even weirder.
Yeah. How? Dude, ducks don't have teeth, do they? They just like gum shit.
I mean, but now that you're a person, too,
you have to
be able to eat a fucking steak sandwich.
Yeah, like if you bred a person with a duck.
I think they're just investing in dentures, dude, like duck dentures. Yeah.
Duckburg is still America. And
you're right, Kevin. Duckburg is America.
You eat steak sandwiches and red meat in Duckburg, goddammit.
I don't know what happened in this episode. Borderline.
Borderline?
Yeah.
Well, the fucking twist ending, though, is that Bushroot, they're like, oh, we teamed up. Like, Bushroot turned out to be the log undercover.
Yeah.
And there's this weird, like, Darkwing Duck is, like vigorously shaking hands with him at this, like, one little shot. It was kind of funny, like, the shitty animation. And then they're like, wow, you know, like, way to go, you know, Bushroot. Like, you helped us out, blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, that's cool. See you guys later. Turns out Bushroot took one of these little guys with him, and he's like running off into the forest. Like, yeah. I have such delectable sights to show you.
I mean, the real tragedy is the parents of Melody Johansson Duck, who he murdered, will be very upset that he didn't go back to prison. Like, you just let that guy go?
Yeah, you just let
him go. We want justice. We demand justice. Our little girl is dead.
Don't worry, dude. Courtroom. How about this? Because Duckflix is making a 10-part true crime documentary.
It's coming.
Documentary, my friend.
God, how did I do Duckflix but not documentary?
Duck justice is coming.
I want a courtroom. I want to see this hashed out in a courtroom.
I want to see this dude get the fucking chair.
Definitely.
Evan Bushroot Duck Hansen, you will hang from the neck till dead.
Ooh, Duckadelphia.
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 Oh. Yes, I believe they deserve to die, and I hope they quack in hell. A Time to Duck.
That's right. Fuck, so it's over with.
Thank God.
Steve, were you embarrassed watching this? Were you watching this at work?
Yeah, I was. Nice. I was very embarrassed. I was really like looking over my shoulder like, oh God, please. This is an HR violation for just being weird. We can't really do anything to you. We just want to bring you to the HR office. A, ask if everything's okay.
Just look at you. Just so you know how weird it is.
Our answer to you is no. As a person.
That was embarrassing. I can't believe that with all this. I mean, that DuckTales is pretty successful, right?
Oh, of course.
No, the new one.
Yeah, oh, the new show? Oh, yeah.
How have they not relaunched it?
Well, because sure it's not a connected universe, apparently.
I guess that's the problem.
I'm sure it's on the docket.
It would fucking clean up.
Yeah,
I think they've continued. I don't know if it's still going on, but they did have concurrent DuckTales and Darkwing Duck comic books that were coming out.
Oh,
so
okay, yes.
I don't know how long they lasted or anything, but it's sitting right there.
It's just like if you ever put out a Batman series that wasn't Gotham, people would flock to it. People would just fucking flock to
it. Are people not watching that Gotham? I know it's in like its final season.
Now, finally, with like now that all the villains kind of look like how they're supposed to look.
But how is he still a baby?
Bruce Wayne is doing Batman-y things. He's not. He's a teenager who's doing Batman things.
Oh.
He was Batman the whole time.
Yeah, he's just so finally now they get to do Batman things because it's the final season.
But it's been on the air for years.
Forever. And it sucked for most of that.
Apparently, people have flocked to it at least a little bit.
Flocked like ducks, dude.
Because it's Batman, you give them what they want.
So that's like kind of like not very far, but enough.
I'll tell you, just because we're talking cartoons, we're talking Batman, I'll say real quick, because I don't remember where it came up. Maybe it was on Animation Damnation, maybe it was elsewhere. Chris Cabin, you mentioned that you watched that Batman in Japan movie. Batman Ninja. I turned on, because I subscribed to the DC Universe, I turned it on to watch it. I got about 40 minutes in and delightfully gave up.
That sounds right.
I just don't know what we're doing, but I was fucking bored and creeped out at the same time.
I thought it looked good. I thought the whole thing looked good.
Was it like Batman tackling a hentai monster?
It's an odd, like, Gorilla Grodd comes up with this device that sucks Arkham Asylum into feudal Japan.
Mm-hmm. It's a tentacle, and it also sucks off Bruce Wayne.
It's like a big Joker.
But it's weird, too, because it was all, like, blurred out on the genitals.
I bet it was.
Eric, were you embarrassed watching Darkwing Duck?
I mean, I don't know. I guess it was fine. I don't know. I never watched it really growing up.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't know what. Probably because it wasn't a connected universe. I was strictly DuckTales.
Eric, can I ask you? Did you know about the video game?
Of this?
Yeah.
No.
The video game was pretty good.
I knew the DuckTales video game like the back of my hand.
Me too.
Chris.
Yeah.
Back of my. I could jump on that stick.
Oh, so many hours.
Like the back of my hand.
How many hours of my life?
I you know,
just kind of in the middle around. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a weird. I did watch a ton of this show as a kid. It was your classic like Fox After School thing, which the more I think about these cartoons, I mean, I guess most of them must have lasted like only a few years apiece because
only lasted a year apparently.
This show, is that it?
I mean, a year and had 60 episodes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was a.
That's just wild. I mean, like, they really crammed a lot into that Fox After School.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
You're right. I guess just 91 and 92. That's crazy. I watched it a ton. I remembered almost nothing. I remember the theme song. I remember the video game. I remember they had quality toys. I had the, like, motorcycle. and like the little figure could sit in it.
Oh, the little rich boy over here.
Yeah. I had a t-shirt.
Whoa.
Oh, shit, dude.
Do you still have it? Does it still
no,
have it?
No.
Of course not.
No. No and no on both counts.
Chris Gavin's double no. If anything, it made me just want to go rewatch some Twin Peaks, which restart at some point. Who the fuck knows?
It's going to happen at some point.
Yeah, well, that is Animation Damnation for the month of February? What are we talking?
February.
Right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had Spider-Man in January. Yep. I got no idea what time is what. So this was the Animation Damnation for the month of February. Thank you so much for continuing to subscribe to this weird thing known as We Hate Movies. Until next time, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
Let's get dangerous.